Welcome to the Trochia Podcast Series.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Gladney again. Today, we're doing the last in a series we've been discussing about spiritual disciplines. Undisciplined Christians are... Wait a minute. Isn't that an oxymoron? Undisciplined Christians? We're supposed to be disciplined by virtue of the fact that we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, be disciplined. If you're going to be godly, you better be disciplined. Well, we've talked about this disciplined use of time and money, the discipline of fasting, the discipline of worship, and probably most importantly, the discipline of Bible intake. Today we're going to talk about the spiritual discipline of prayer. Yep, prayer is a discipline. Prayer is simply communicating with God, and as you know, any communication can be good communication or lousy communication. So, how is your communication with God? If you're traveling on business, do you call your wife or husband when you get there? How often do you communicate with mom and dad? How often do you communicate with your kids or other loved ones? If you really love them, you're communicating with them regularly, aren't you? And because they love you, they expect you to communicate with them. Do you love God? Really? How often do you communicate with Him? God gave His only Son to die for you. He loves you. He expects you to communicate with Him. Do you? What's the frequency and quality of your communication with God on a scale of 1 to 10? Effective prayer is rare. Why? Well, there are several reasons, but here's just a few. One, lack of discipline. That pretty much just means laziness and failing to set aside a time to pray. Number two is a lack of faith. We doubt that anything's going to happen as a result of our praying. Number three, we're too busy to pray. I'm too tired. I'm too busy with the kids. I've got so much work to do. Number four, we're too blessed to pray. This is an interesting one. Many people are so possessed by their possessions, they believe there's no need to pray. A friend of mine tells the story of going to speak at a girls' school in a very wealthy area, a Christian girls' school. And the question they asked after his talk was, why do we need to pray? We have everything we want and need. Wow, the danger of affluence. Did you know that prayer is commanded in Scripture? Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourself to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. And Ephesians 6:18 says, pray all the time. It's actually commanded. But is this command, this expectation, an obligation or an opportunity? An obligation? The summons of a divine judge? Or an opportunity? A royal invitation from the king? Take a look at Hebrews 4:16. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in time of need. Hey, I'm guilty of some of those reasons for not praying, and I do look at it sometimes as an obligation. What if some don't pray simply because they just don't know how to pray? Maybe that's you. May I give you just a few quick tips about learning to pray and praying more effectively? Number one, you can learn to pray by praying. We learn by doing, not parroting what you heard somebody else say, but simply talking to God. I could listen to my professor play violin all day long, but until I pick it up, I'm not going to play. One writer said, it's easier to guide an airplane in flight versus one that's on the ground. Trust God's Spirit to guide you as you pray. You can learn to pray by simply beginning to pray. Number two, you can learn to pray by meditating on the Word of God. As we read our Bibles, if we would stop, close our Bibles, and meditate on what we have read, prayer will often result. Meditation is the link between Bible intake and prayer. Bottom line, the Word of God feeds meditation, and meditation breeds prayer. To hear or read God's Word and not meditate on it, it's pretty unfruitful. It's like putting diamonds in a sack with holes. By the way, it's better to read several verses of Scripture and meditate afterward, leading to prayer, than to read several chapters and not meditate and pray at all. Likewise, to meditate and not to pray is like preparing for a race and never leaving the starting line. Okay, so we learn to pray, number one, by praying, Number two, by meditating on God's Word. Number three, by praying with others who can model true prayer for us. Again, not to copy or imitate them, and not using showy phrases picked from somebody else's prayer. We're talking about praying from the heart, not to impress other people. Jesus told the Pharisees their prayers were meaningless because they were using unnecessary repetition. We pray with others to learn principles for prayer, not phrases for prayer. And remember, the Spirit will help. He'll guide. And finally, we learn to pray by reading about prayer. The experiences of other prayer warriors can teach us to pray. Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "He who walks with wise men shall be wise." Others might have insights we don't have. So read about prayer. One of the best, by the way, is by E. M. Bounds, called Power Through Prayer. My friends, prayer is simple communication, and it's expected between loving friends. God expects it. We're privileged to participate in it. We've looked at reasons we don't pray and how we can learn to pray and be more effective in our prayers. It's expected. It's commanded. And let me close with this. Prayer is answered. Jesus said in John 14, verses 13 and 14, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Close quote. So ask him and keep on asking him. He'll answer in his time and in his way if the prayer is in line with his will. If you don't think he's answered your prayer, think again. Maybe he wishes you to persevere longer in prayer. Maybe your motives aren't pure. Check out James chapter 4, verse 3. And maybe the answer to our prayer would not glorify God. You see, where God leads you to pray, he means you to receive it. He doesn't lead us to prayer in order to frustrate us by slamming heaven's door in our face. So discipline yourself to pray and learn about prayer to become more like Jesus. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.